And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of April 21st. Word coming in from the Philadelphia Musicians Alliance, the Music Alliance, they reported to me that Joe Terry, the co-founder of Danny and the Juniors, passed away April 15th at age 78. He was born June 30th, 1941, and predeceased by a good friend and another member of the group, David White, who passed away in March. We'll have a nice little tribute to the music of Danny and the Juniors in this week's Rock and Roll Reunion. In other news, John Lennon legally changed his name from Winston to Ono, his middle name, this week in 1969. The Carpenters signed with A&M Records this week in 1969. Speaking of A&M, Herb Alpert from the A of A&M debuted the song This Guy's in Love with You, and he sang it to his first wife on his TV special The Beat of the Brass in 1968. In 1974, filming began on the movie version of Tommy. The movie Go Johnny Go had its debut this week in 1959 and starred Jimmy Clanton and Chuck Berry. An 18-year-old Brenda Lee married her husband Ronnie in 1963, and they're still today together. Bob Dylan made his recording debut as the harmonica player for a Harry Belafonte album this week in 1961. Pacific Gas and Electric were shot at but unhurt as they left a North Carolina concert this week in 1970. In 1981, Paul McCartney disbanded Wings. In 1977, Cher was present for the opening night of New York's Studio 54 Disco. And nearly 3 years later, to the day after it opened, New York's Studio 54 closed their doors. Elton John made his solo concert debut opening for T-Rex in London, England this week in 1970. The Ramones movie Rock and Roll High School opened this week in 1979. In the studio, Jan and Dean recorded Surf City in 63. Larry Williams recorded Short Fat Fanny in 57. Johnny Mathis cut Misty in 1959. In 1958, Bobby Darin recorded Early in the Morning, which Brunswick Records released by a group called the Ding Dongs. His own label, Atco Records, which held the rights to Bobby's music recordings, claimed the master and re-released it as by the Rinky Dinks. All of that happened this week in 1958. In 1962, Sam Cooke recorded Having a Party and Bringing On Home to Me. Birthdays: Glenn Campbell, born this week in 1936. Mel Carter is turning 80. Peter Frampton, 69. Larry Gross is 71. Roy Orbison, born in 36. Ray Peterson, born this week in 1935. Barbra Streisand is 77. Robert Knight, born in 1945. Freddie Scott, born in 1933. Bjorn Ulvaeus from ABBA is 74. Ella Fitzgerald, born in 1918 this week. In 1933, songwriter Jerry Lieber was born. He wrote so many songs, including Hound Dog, Stand By Me, Charlie Brown, and so many others, with his writing partner, Mike Stoller. Bobby Rydell is 77. Morris Williams, 81. Also 81 this week is Duane Eddy. Gary Wright turned 76. Claudine Clark, 78. Jorgen Inman, born this week, 1925. John Buck Wilkin, having a birthday. He's 73. Ernie Maresca, born this week in 1939. Paul Davis was born in 1948, and Dale Houston from Dale and Grace, born this week in 1940. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of April 21st. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com and click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.